welcome to Winging It. Our episode today is about how a tap dancing bird challenges traditional sexual selection. I'm Sierra Young.
I'm Rachel Morales.
And I'm Diva Homan.
Today we will be diving into the fascinating mutual tap dancing displays of the blue-capped cordon bleu. Specifically, we will be exploring how this small, socially monogamous songbird challenges traditional ideas about sexual selection.
So what is a socially monogamous relationship?
A socially monogamous mating system is one where both the male and the female invest in the parental care of their offspring. It is the most common mating system in birds.
Let's start by asking a question. When you think about elaborate courtship displays in birds, who typically performs them, the male or the female?
Most people would probably say the male. As in most bird species, that's typically the case. Males tend to perform bright, flashy, or elaborate displays while the female bird observes and selects her partner.
Exactly. Many male birds compete for female attention by performing complex songs or have extravagant tails.
But you may not know, there's a species where both males and females perform an intricate, coordinated tap dancing display together.
That species would be our blue-capped cordon bleu. This monogamous songbird performs a duet coordinated display that includes singing, rhythmic bobbing, and rapid foot tapping, similar to a dance.
What makes this songbird more interesting is that both sexes participate equally in their courtship, challenging traditional views of sexual selection and courtship roles.
Starting off, what exactly is sexual selection?
Sexual selection is a form of natural selection that increases an individual's chances of being able to reproduce again.
Traditionally, sexual selection works simply as males compete and females choose. This is the case because of reproductive investment. Females usually put more energy into producing eggs and raising young, so they tend to be pickier about their mates. Males can increase their chances of reproducing by attracting multiple partners, which is why they often evolve flashy or elaborate displays.
To explain the differences in reproductive investment between sexes, we asked Ms. Walker from the Mecklenburg Audubon Society exactly why males typically perform elaborate displays in many bird species.
But why they do it, maybe we should clear this up from the very beginning, is we don't know. We weren't there when the actual evolution took place, so we don't know, and we can't see inside these guys' brains, these females. But the biggest reason is probably to attract a mate. Some displays are also used to defend territories, but primarily I think the ones you're talking about are ones to attract a mate. Mm-hmm. And the more mates they can actually attract means that they can pass their genes on to more birds. So they mate with the more, like a prairie chicken, one male or maybe two males in a particular group will garner all of the or the majority of the females, and so they get to spread their genes a lot further on that. So it is primarily for the attraction of a mate.
Now you begin to wonder, why are mutual courtship displays considered rare?
They may be considered rare because traditional sexual selection usually assumes that one sex competes while the other chooses.
To get an expert's opinion, we asked Ms. Walker from the Audubon Society to clarify, why are mutual courtship displays considered rare?
The mutual courtship, one that serves a couple of issues. One is if you have birds like the albatross, which are definitely monogamous. But it's kind of like they're just greeting each other again, reestablishing their pair bonds, and then they go about their business, right? And both you, in those cases, most males and females will both help raise the young. Takes us into the more songbirds, which are not so faithful to each other. They're pretty risque at times, but the males often do help the females. So again, it's a pair bonding. It's not so much the selection of the mate, which it is in the elaborate displays, as much as a pair bonding and making sure that male and female, or that will hang together to take care of the kids.
Socially monogamous systems such as the blue-capped cordon bleu, both parents help raise the young. This means choosing a good partner matters for both males and females. Because of that, both sexes may display behaviors showing their own fitness.
The study on the blue-capped cordon bleu found that both males and females perform a tap dance display during courtship. The display includes singing, vertically bobbing their heads, and rapid foot tapping on a branch beside their partner. Fun fact is that it can be difficult to see the fast taps that can only be captured through slow motion video.
It's fascinating that this behavior was able to evolve in a socially monogamous system, as both parents can invest heavily in caring for their offspring, requiring them to select a high quality partner that is beneficial for both of the sexes.
In this courtship, instead of the male competing and the female choosing, both sexes display their motor skills, coordination, and stamina through elaborate acts of dancing and singing.
The tap dancing display is an act that is energetically costly and must be performed with precision, not at random. That level of coordination can signal the bird's health, neuroregulation, and overall fitness.
This would suggest that both partners are assessing and evaluating each other before selecting a mate.
Research has favored male-female directed courtship displays, where the male displays sexual behaviors to attract the female. Female-male directed courtship displays, where the female displays sexual behaviors to attract mates, have been overlooked. It is assumed that courtship displays have evolved under strong sexual selection pressures in males.
That is true. Also, vocal duets and passerine birds have been studied more than dance duets between non-passerine birds.
Research has shown that courtship displays are mostly performed by males. This is because the female invests more energy in egg production and parental care. Evolution has favored careful selection of mates in females because it lowers their risk of losing their reproductive investment and increases their offspring's survival chances.
Exactly, but the blue-capped cordon bleu challenges this traditional view as both sexes perform the dance and there is not much variation in the dance between the sexes. The finding that there was very little variation between the sexes and more variation amongst individuals was very interesting. This was surprising because the females often tend to be the much choosier sex.
Both sexes of the blue-capped cordon bleu produce this coordinated courtship display consisting of vibration from their feet hitting the tree branch and making short, rapid calls. The only difference noted was the female songs were slightly shorter.
So what can we take away from the blue-capped cordon bleu's courtship behavior?
The biggest takeaway is that this species challenges the traditional idea that only males compete and perform displays. Instead, both the male and female participate in courtship, showing that sexual selection can work both ways.
Their mutual tap dancing display shows that when males and females both invest heavily in reproduction, both can benefit from being selective and displaying their abilities.
This also shows us that sexual selection does not always follow the same pattern across different species. Different mating systems can lead to different courtship behaviors depending on how the parents share their responsibilities.
Studying a wide range of mating systems is important because it helps scientists better understand how evolution shapes behavior.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
We hope you learned something about the blue-capped cordon bleu's interesting courtship behavior
and how they challenge the traditional assumptions of sexual selection.